Blog Talk Radio.
It's just enough to make a hard rock smash.
You need me, for real girl, it's me in your world, believe me. Nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown, that be down for whatever. There are few things that's forever, my lady. We can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no fronting. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my cootie away and keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk in a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Work life, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give you, my nigga.
Family, we are back at you again in the Black Radio. Shout out to my co-host, Brother Ogard and Sister Diamond. Tonight, we're going to do a part two on relationships, and we want to deal specifically with communication. You know what I'm saying? Because I think that, you know, before we get into all that, peace to the family. What's going on, Brother Ogard?
Peace. What's going on, bro? What it do, man?
I'm coolin'. What's good with you, man?
Oh, man, feeling good, man. Feeling very good about, you know, what we got going on. We're in the black media, in the black radio, in the black nation, doing a lot of big things, man. You know, I'm always humbled and honored to be in this position. You know what I mean? I'm also excited to have Sister Diamond, you know what I'm saying, on the squad. You know what I'm saying? I think she brings a young, youthful, you know, energy and much needed to the platform. So we're looking to definitely build with the sister. You know, going forward.
You know,
I
give
the
you a
ratchet. I bring the ratchetness, okay? But it's a conscious ratchet, okay? So it's a difference.
Yes, yes.
What's good over on the west side? What's going on, sis?
Man, it's bright. It's fucking sunny. I look real fucking cute today. So I'm going to go on my YouTube. I'm probably not even going to do my show tonight. I'm probably going to piss off my fans, and I'm probably only going to do this show. So
click on YouTube,
I hope they tune in,
because
I'm not doing another show.
Yo. But, yeah, I'm going to give a shout-out to Brother Ogard, though. You know what I mean? He went and bought me a new camera. So, you know,
you got a new camera. Shout out
a new
to
camera, man.
Good, we can a clear picture of your face.
Yeah, all right.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, me and this together, man. Solomon, you know, been in here since day one. You know what I mean? I never asked a brother. We don't have no contract. We just break bread and shit, how brothers are supposed to do. We don't got to put nothing in writing. It just is what it is, man. So that's the way we've done it in the past. That's where we're going to move forward, man. So definitely.
Okay,
man.
But don't forget about me because I'm here now, okay? So
about that. You know, we talked about that earlier. And you know what I mean? We're going to get that emotion, definitely.
Matter of fact, I talked to the T-shirt lady today. So I'm about to get them rolling tomorrow. So we got you. Don't worry. We're going to talk.
West. See how I get love from the East Coast? West Coast men, pay attention. Because y'all don't know how to act, okay? I'm just saying.
So we got
a great topic for y'all. It's my topic, too. Y'all know, I know y'all could probably tell this is girl topic for the last couple of Thursday nights. Because I've been picking this, okay? Why? Because I personally feel like this. We can't move on and talk about real things that go on, you know, have real discussions about, you know, our religion, our ideas, you know, whatever. We can't have real discussion if we don't know how to communicate. And I think, especially when I go on a lot of different men's platforms, you know, it's just men, you know, arguing, debating, and just, you know, whatever. And there's not a discussion, and there's not a understanding of the two. And I think the main problem that I'm trying to hope we can resolve tonight is the relationship and the communication between the black woman and the man, because it's a problem. We don't communicate with each other. We don't listen to each other. We don't know how to understand each other. This is how we live in our life. I'm going to do what I want, and you're going to have to just deal with it. If you don't like me, then fuck you. This is people's mindset. How the fuck you think we're going to make anything happen if people keep walking around thinking this shit? You should care what people think of you. You should care about how you're interacting with your brothers and sisters because, for one, you never know who's watching. The kids is always watching us. The kids see us, you know, having a conversation and being disrespectful, arguing and not being able to disagree without being disagreeable. They're going to grow up with them same traits. And then we have a whole new generation of some ratchet-ass individuals that we have to de-ratchetify, okay? And it's hard trying to de-ratchetify the ratchet. It is, because I try. Try to meet them on their level, but it's hard. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. You're going to have, you know, the male perspective and, of course, mine, the female perspective, in regards to communication between the two and, you know, of course, it's opinion based, my opinion, but we gonna see. Y'all can call in too if you wanna voice your opinion on how you feel about the communication between the black woman and the black man. And I see we already got people pressing one, so I guess y'all don't even want to hear what we got to say. I guess y'all want to talk first. So let's go ahead and go to the live first. Let's see what they open up with, and we gonna follow our guest lead. So if you want to call in, the call-in number, I'll put it in my my chat room on my YouTube. The call-in number is 619-924-0694. Mac Hill said, "What the fuck is up in the black? What's up, brother? How
what
you
up,
doing?
Mac?"
Jeez, one more. Mac 8.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. That's brother from another mother. Okay, because let's go ahead and go to area code 310. Caller from the West Coast. Okay, 310, you're live on In the Black Radio. I was about to say Diamond Radio. Did y'all hear me?
No,
you're on
Black
Radio, okay? What do you
want to
ask our conversation?
Well, you know, black people don't listen, okay? Male and female, so I'm just mainly listening to the conversation. You know, good luck, okay? Black folks is hard-headed. Can't tell them nothing. And I can't say it's just to men either, because you can't tell women nothing either. They don't listen. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're trying to tell them something good for them. No, they want to learn everything the damn hard way. You know, hard head make a soft ass, so.
Not necessarily a bad thing.
So do you think that the relationship between the black man and the black female can be healed? Do you think that we can have an understanding of each other?
Well, absolutely.
How to behave with each other?
Okay, on a real serious note, you know, I have a very positive relationship with my black king, you know. But the thing is that I'm looking for a man based on character, not based on material, not based on trying to make other people jealous. And so when you're looking for somebody with character who has standards and who has values, then you don't have to police everything that they do. Now, a man who has principle and has character and has values is looking for a woman with the same thing, and he will recognize how rare that is. And when he has it, he will appreciate it. Now, a grown-ass man who does not have the common sense to seek that out or to nurture it when he has it, it's not somebody you need to be with anyway. I don't have all that damn energy to be going back and forth trying to convince a man to do his part. And
right.
It's not like men are receptive to that anyway. The men, you can't, it's not like you can be like, honey, this is what you need to do in order to be a better man for me. They're not trying to hear that. So my best advice to the women would be to deal with somebody who you share the same values with in the first place, who's coming into the relationship knowing what the hell to do. And in exchange, as a woman, you need to know what the hell to do. I don't need a man to tell me he hungry. Okay, he always damn hungry. I don't even tell me that. I know that one, he ain't about to fold him the damn clothes and organize no closet. I don't need him to tell me that. Yeah, I work and I have different things that I'm working on and that kind of stuff like that. But I know where the limitations are. You know what I'm saying? And vice versa. I'm not about to change no damn light bulb, no headlights, okay? I'm not taking out no damn trash. You know that. So it's like, what do we have to argue about it for? You know what I'm saying? So, and that's just simple stuff. Now, if you got to talk to your man about, you know, stop cheating on me, stop beating on me, that's not the man's fault. You was what we call a fool, okay? So I'm going to need you to get your mind together and start treating yourself better, and then maybe you could be with somebody who wants to treat you right. But when you don't have your mind together and you are a fool and your priorities are out of whack, and I have to be harsh like this, fellas. I'm really talking to the women, okay, because this is damn. They'd be like, he beating me. We've been together for 10 years, you know. We don't live together. He don't pay no what bill. We got 3 kids together. I'm waiting on that ring because I don't know. I don't know if it's in the water. I don't know. And it's all races, really. It really is. Just some of these women are really brain dead, you know. And I don't know if it's hereditary or what. I don't know what it is, you know. So there's no hope
for
that.
They get it from
really
their
is.
Ratchet mamas. They ratchet people.
And,
I guess.
Right.
So.
And that was very well spoken. I mean, you know, I could tell by the way you're speaking that obviously you was in probably a long relationship. You know what I mean? And just to add to it a little bit, I mean, you know, this is what it takes. If we're going to have successful relationships, we got to know, you know, when to bend, when to break, when to give in, you know, when to compromise. And communication is a nice topic. Communication is everything because a lot of times intentions are not, you know, set from the beginning of the relationship. So people, you know, they get let down. You know what I mean? Or, you know, how you're feeling. If you're not communicating that, you let stuff ponder and build up. then it's an explosion, then it's an argument. And so, you know what I mean? I definitely appreciate the sister, you know, saying what you were saying just now. I definitely do. I just wanted to add that. But I'll let Sister Diamond go ahead and take
I want to say something real quick on that. I want to say something real quick. Yeah, it was like, you know, you're saying like the value system, and whatever it is, it could be anything that they both you both value. And that's real, because I even see like two crackheads stay together for 20 years because they have the same value.
Yeah.
Oh, real shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like whatever it is that y'all both value, you know what I'm saying? You find a commonality within a person, that's definitely one of the main things that, you know, should be on the checklist. You know what I mean? You know, when you're trying to find a significant other. But go ahead, Sister Diamond.
I mean, I got nothing to add. That was my best friend who was just talking. So her and me is one of the same. So I'm a co-sign on her. Do you have anything else you want to add before I go to the next caller?
No, that was it. But I really had to put my phone on mute because I was laughing so hard. Because
I know you were. I knew you started laughing when he said that part, because we talk about that shit all the time. Like, how do you dare broadcast be part of love and love forever and ever and ever, no matter what? Through thick and thin, okay? And they still love each other. Shit, have y'all ever seen
people together, piercing holes. It's all kind of little strange relationships going on, and they can get it together, you know? So definitely
right.
On the same page.
I'm just saying, okay? The crackheads can get it together. Black folks, why can't y'all? We better than this. I'm just saying. It's my opinion. Don't get mad at me. Why? Okay, if you want to add anything else, best friend, go ahead and press 1 and, like, write me in the chat room.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Okay, Aaron Cole 438, you are live on... In the Black Radio.
Hey, good show. I listened last week on the show. It was great and everything. I can't believe what the sister did, man. My God. She basically destroyed what I was going to come with. I'm so proud of that sister, what she talked before and everything. The only advice I would add to what she said would be that both gender need to focus on themselves. I'm sick and tired of women trying to tell men what they need to do. Focus on being feminine women. Because a lot of women are not feminine. They're trying to be like men. I'm sorry to say, we're going to say one thing as a black man. I don't want to go out with another black man. I want to go out with another black woman. And you know your strike as a woman. Stop trying to basically control the relationship. Stop trying to basically say, I'm going to say how strong you are. We don't care how strong you are.
Teach. That's real shit.
We want somebody who's feminine.
Wrong.
And I think a lot of you women, because you had mothers that told you, you need to be strong, you need to do this, they forgot to tell you, strength could come by being feminine. Strength could come by being nurturer. Strength could come by being caring. Strength could come by many other ways. Strength doesn't come by yelling at your man and disrespect him. Strength doesn't come by saying, I'm stronger than you, I'm going to do whatever I need to do. That's not strength.
The brother.
You know?
Yeah, the brother.
Strength comes when you listen to your man and like, see, you have a conflict as a woman, knowing a way to talk to your man with respect. And not taking everything. I'm not saying women, you should take everything. I'm not saying you should take a disrespect from a man. But I'm saying as a woman, if you are a woman who is strong, if you are a woman who's feminine, you know what you need to do to make your man think and listen to you.
Mm.
You have to understand women. Let me tell you how it is. Let me tell you. There's a great book. We always talk about Martin Luther King. We all admire him. But there's a little secret, women, you need to know. When he was in prison and didn't believe that he was going to get the equality, do you know who was responsible for making him still believe that? It was his wife that believed in him when he was in prison, when he thought that we were not getting equality. You think she did it by being jacked up? Or do you think that she did it by being feminine and believing in this man when he doesn't believe in you? That's the strength that women you have. And that's what I don't see sister doing anymore.
Damn, I missed that. My phone dropped, and now God's phone dropped. Block Talk is tripping on us today.
that's your strength. And a lot of women, you forgot. Men, you got to be the rock of the family. You got to be the example. You got to be the rock, because this woman, sometimes she goes down and everything, and she needs to look at you to be the rock. Because let's say a burglary comes in, she doesn't want to wake up and say, I'm going to protect the house. No, it's your job. You're the man. You're the rock. You're the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And she will test you. Because if she doesn't test you in her mind as a woman, she said, if I could fool you like this, what are you going to do in society when real trouble is going to come? You're going to crumble like a little piece. She has the right to test you, because if she loves you, not disrespecting way, but in a caring way, and she sees that you're strong inside, she will be ready to do anything for you, because she knows that in life, with everything crumble, I can still count on my man, because he's still the foundation. And that man strong will say to his wife, we will get over it. I will find a way.
I don't think that's what your brothers need to hear. I think they know that. I think what your brothers need to hear is to stop allowing these types of women to come up in their lives. Because you can't really blame some of the black women for being too strong. Some of us ain't got an option. Some of us don't have that sense of security or have that protection. Therefore, we're going to have a strong type of personality. But if the when we're talking about as a man, when you're trying to give your opinion, you don't know nothing about us women. So you can give an opinion, but you can't really go too far. What you need to do, in my opinion, is to talk to your brothers and get them to understand the types of women that they shouldn't fuck with. You shouldn't come and say, well, we don't want a strong woman, because you do. You need a strong woman. You need a confident woman. You need a powerful woman. The thing is, you need to make sure that you're getting the types of women that are not talking to you and disrespecting you in any type of way. That is not the woman's fault. If a girl decides she don't disrespect you, it's because you're allowing her to do that. People don't do that.
No, it's not because I'm sorry to say, it's not because we're allowing you to do that. We live at when we were born. No, we're not, because we were raised as to the mother. There's no way as a black man that we would raise our mother would tell us, you need to talk to your wife and talk to your girlfriend and raise up. No way. I'm sorry, you women had that lesson. We didn't. There's no way that we as men, black men, we know how to basically talk to you women, because we were raised to say, you're always right. Don't you know the saying, happy wife, happy life? Where do you think that saying comes from?
Where are you from?
I'm from Montreal, Canada, and I know family in New York. I know family all around the world, in the States.
You're from Canada? Okay. All right.
So what if I'm in Canada? I know people in New York who have the same issue. Men are not talking with her. Yap. Men are just saying, I'm not going to say anything. Are you crazy, Stanley? I'm going to say something?
Let me ask the brother a question, and Sister Diamond. What is the definition? What do you mean when you say a strong woman? Like a strong black woman?
I don't even understand that strong woman shit.
I don't understand that strong woman.
Okay. Strong woman, the only definition I hear from strong woman is you're able to take care of your shit and you're acting like an adult. Woohoo. Good for you. We should give you a trophy for that. That doesn't mean
you're
strong.
Being
an adult. You're taking care of your business. You're taking care of your bill. You're taking care of your shit. You're able to pay your bill. That makes you strong? That suddenly, as a strong woman? Really? That's being an adult.
Sir, it sounds like to me that you might have, some personal experiences that may still be heavy on your heart, because everything that you're talking about.
Tell me, as a woman, what is a strong woman? Please tell me what it is a strong woman. Please do. I'm listening. Please do.
I was waiting for you to tell me, because you used that
word.
No,
because
the
only thing I hear is I got my own car. The only thing I hear from girls, I say, when I ask them this question, I say, what's a strong woman? Well, I got my own car. I got my own bills. I got my own shit. I'm able to pay this. And I'm like, okay.
Who says that?
That makes you an adult.
Okay, and
what? That's nothing to be glamorizing and say I'm a strong
woman. We can't have a conversation because you won't listen. This is not your show, okay? This is not the show. I'm trying to have a conversation, so I'm trying to understand where you're coming from Canada. That's why I asked you, where are you from? Because I'm from the West Coast. I'm from Cali. How people in Cali handle things is different from how people on the East Coast do. I don't know too many people from Canada, so I'm trying to figure out how people, you know, handle shit out there, black folks. So that's what I'm trying to ask you, where you're from and what's your exact definition and why you're using that terminology. Sounds like to me you're using that term because that's what other women are coming to tell you. Am I right? This isn't your opinion. This is what women are coming to tell you. I'm
yeah,
strong because I got no part.
Women,
I can't
when I asked them what it is to be strong, they came up with what I'm telling them. And that doesn't
okay,
that doesn't like, that's being an adult.
Well, yeah. Okay, and now my question to you is, what type of women are you even entertaining? Because all the women that I would ask, I mean, we could pull back to 310, and we can ask her what a strong woman is, and she's not going to say any of that shit. So, again, it goes back to the types of experiences and the type of people that you're hanging around. Maybe in Canada they ain't got no real strong black women. Maybe you haven't met one yet.
No, we have the same kind of black women you have in the United States. We have the loudmouth black women. We got the women that say they're strong. We got the same thing that you do. We got the women that are correct. We have the woman that you had before in the call that sound correct, honest, and with integrity. And we have the jacked up women that doesn't that always think I'm a strong sister, but doesn't have any quality of looking at her husband saying, why do you think you're so strong?
You ain't got nothing positive to say. Everything you just fucking said was negative. This is why, like I said,
the other caller you had before was a sister that made sense. The first thing when I made the call was that this sister was making sense because she was saying a lot of things that I feel a lot of brothers don't say to this sister. She was making sense by saying, women, you got to stop being feminine. All the speech that I did was not putting down women. I was saying, stop acting like men. Stop saying you're strong. Strength doesn't come by paying your bills. Strength comes by your character, like she said. Be a woman of character. That's great.
I'm still trying to figure out.
Tell me what's strong.
Tell me what's strong.
Please tell me.
I'm still waiting on you
strong.
To tell me because you used the word first.
No, I'm asking you. I don't respect the word strong. I don't understand why women are using that word strong. Or I don't understand why women are using that famous line, you need to handle me. You can handle a strong woman. Why would I want to handle a strong woman as a man? What's the point of me handling you?
I mean, well, the reason I was asking the question because, I mean, this is my first time really asking a question. Like the brother was saying, you know, and I heard Tommy Sotomayor say this too. When a black woman said that she's strong, she usually points to, and it's about everybody. I'm not talking about everybody. She usually points to the fact that, you know, she's doing her own thing and she's paying bills and, you know, she can hold down a family, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? But what we're saying is, right, and I agree with the brother, and this is like, cause we did a show in the past called Is the Black Woman the New European Alpha Male? And the thing is like, yo, we understand that society and you have worked very hard to put yourself in a position to attain a lot of things, but every other group of people, their man rules over their woman. And I'm not talking about no concubine shit. I'm just talking about there's a role that it's supposed to be. And I'm not trying to like sound like I'm a chauvinist or anything like that, but it's a 50-50 split or 100-100 split where the man do one thing and the woman do one thing. But when a woman tries to approach upon and be the man, then it becomes a problem because then it's a power struggle. Even if you make more than that man or whatever, it's a power struggle. And then it's like now you're fighting your woman as opposed to y'all fighting together. And maybe that's what the brother's trying to say. And he can correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're correct.
Say,
exactly. You're saying 100% what I believe. You're so correct. It brings the struggle. It brings the basic humanity. What's the point of going out with you when I'm fighting everything? Why do you have that thing, I need to handle you? I don't need to handle you. You're supposed to be my partner.
Yeah, I'm in agreement somewhat with what you're saying. It's like, you know, I think the idea of we got to define what the strong means. Because I know what you're saying.
Right.
But come across wrong to a woman who has that perception that she's strong in what she does. Now, I see, like, within a relationship, like what Brother Ogot was saying, like, I see in relationships and I had to deal with it. Like, we doing regular stuff, like, and it's like a communication problem as to when I'm doing something that she may not really agree with totally, and she kind of stepping in into what the situation. Whereas though other races of people don't really have that problem because the woman, despite the fact that he's wrong, want to stay kind of in her place. And I know they don't like to hear that in the place thing, but it's like, you know, we talking about communication today, and we talking about, you know, relationships. And, like, I think that's one of the main problems. Is like, I see countless of times where it's though, it'd be, like, little shit, but I notice it. Like, they'll be in the market. God be, like, you know, bagging up the bags, and she may think he moving too slow to say, take the stuff and go over them, and you ain't really supposed to do that. It's kind of like, you know, you ain't supposed to do that. Like, so it's just like, when we say strong, what exactly do we mean by that? So, you know, that's a good, interesting point that you brought up. We're going to bring in some more callers. So, you know,
I think the brother got misconfused or whatever the hell he was talking about is, from a woman's perspective, my thing is this. As a woman, if I treat a man a certain way, he's letting me treat him like that. So if he don't fucking like how I'm treating him, then fucking leave me and go find a real woman if you think I'm too strong. So same thing for a fucking man. You know what I mean? If a man goes after a woman and he's treating her a certain way, and like the sister just said, if you're getting beat on and cheated on, you're staying there. That's your fucking fault. That's what I mean when I say it's their fault, because people are going to act how they're going to act.
This is Diamond.
You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I hear you what you're saying, but the thing is like, all right, look, you made me forget my point. Yeah, I think the sister wanna come back in. You press one again, so.
Who? Boy hung up. He got mad.
Hey, your brother wanna say something? The other brother from Canada? Or you trying to get in there?
No, he left. He got mad.
He left. Oh, okay.
you was doing what he was saying though, just now.
No, I wasn't. He wasn't listening. The point I was trying to make is the point I just made to y'all. I made it in fucking what? 10 seconds? If he would have stopped trying to overtalk me, we wouldn't have had to have that shot match. Y'all know how I am as a man. Don't try to overtalk me because I'm not going to let you. Period. I don't care.
That's what he's saying, though. That's what he means. What he was saying. He said you got, you know, the ones that like to talk a lot, that you fell in that category just now.
No, he was talking about strong. That's how the whole conversation started. He came and talking about something. We don't want a strong woman in XYZ. And I'm like, wait. Strong woman?
Then you say, well, if you're gonna let her do that, then that's like okay, I'm gonna act crazy as hell, and if you can't control me, then you ain't strong enough.
That's not at all what I'm saying. Why is that what y'all think I'm saying? That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if you're in a relationship with somebody,
act right and shit. Like I gotta play this game with you, so you acting like a fool, and then you see if I can control you. Like, come on, man.
This is the communication that I'm trying to build.
I'm going to let another sister in. That's what I'm going to do. 215-892.
Big J's online, too.
State your name and where you call it from.
Who's on the line? Big J.
Am I on?
How you doing? State your name, where you call it from.
My name's Khadija. I'm calling from Philly.
That was good.
Hey, peace, sister, peace.
Peace. I just want to say something about, you know, the guy, the brother was on there and he was asking the sister to find a strong woman.
Right. Yes, that was me.
Okay. How you doing, brother? Oh God, I just want to tell you, you know, my definition, a strong woman is a woman who knows who she is. She considers who she is and what she wants for herself. She follows her heart. She shows her authentic self and honors her instinct. You understand?
Yes.
You know, we we know that we can do all the bill paying and have our own apartment and all those other things. That doesn't make us strong. But what makes us strong is that we protect our joy and our own peace. You know, we cover our family and friends. We stand up for what is right, even if we have to stand by ourselves. That's what a strong woman does.
Right. Very well said.
Now that
I can feel you on that. But go ahead, Solomon.
Yeah, I agree with that point. Like, that's why I said it got to be defined. And it ain't like, you know what I mean, along the lines of, like, I'm going to be acting like crazy type of stuff. Like, you know, I like strength in a woman. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I don't know if what your brother was saying came across wrong, but I knew what he was trying to say. You know what I mean? I don't want no weak woman that, you know, when stuff happens, she go all crazy and I'm telling her to do one thing and she all crazy. Like, you so it's like, yeah, I'm not saying, like, you know, like the strength, like, to be strong enough to say, like, when I tell her to do something, despite the fact that she may not agree at the time, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
That she, you know, she's strong enough to hold her tongue sometimes. You know what I mean? So I think sometimes, you know, shit like that or whatever, you know what I mean? And it's like, you know, we got a thing, you know, the thing with our egos. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you know, we got to cater to the woman's emotions. That's just two things we got to deal with when we're dealing with each other. It's like, you know what I mean? We got to be both men and women, got to be strong enough to handle that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know,
but
I agree
with
that.
And what I want to add in real quick. Like Trishy was saying, like a lot of the times, that's why I was asking somebody to define it because I hear people in the past will say, you know, well, I could pay my bills and you know, I can do this and I could do that. And when I voice my opinion, and then that's why I could use the came in and said it. I can agree with that because it's like, all right, you know, you show your authentic self. But every other, like when I hear somebody else say it, it's like, well, they could pay their bills and, you know, they're outspoken and, you know, they could stand up and all that. So I was just like, that's kind of like, childish shit that any you supposed to be doing anyway. So I mean, but go ahead. Okay, that's Sister Diamond. I just wanted to add that in real quick.
No,
I wasn't
talking.
It was on the line.
I'm sorry. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, it just sounded like the you know the brother that was on the line. He used two women back talking him. That's what that just sounded like. His whole situation. But at the end of the day, you know, you have to understand that. The only thing a woman has is her tongue, you know, so she's going to be a little argumentative. A real man just has to know how to walk away from that sometimes. You know, it's not that she's trying to be the man or anything. If you get any woman in her feelings, you know, that's how it's going to come out, through her words.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I agree with that.
Some type of regulation?
Say that again.
I don't really agree. You think it should be some type of regulation? Where is she saying it at? I mean, because, I mean, it's like in the house, but I see it outside all the time. Like, she's just going in. You know, personal shit in the house shit.
She shouldn't go in. But I'm speaking on it because I see it, you know, from a lot of sisters and, you know, family members. So I just thought I'd speak on it. I mean, but really, you know, a woman should, you know, stay in her place or whatever. Me, myself, personally, I'm not argumentative. So,
right.
You know, my perspective is probably a little different than other females.
Yes, I'm going to argue a man down, okay? I'm going to argue ass down. But if you're my man, that's different. I handle my relationships differently than my interaction with other men because, you know.
Yeah.
But for me, it's just more so because I like to challenge people's ideas because sometimes I am wrong. So sometimes if I challenge you and I end up being wrong, cool, I learned a fucking lesson. Sometimes your ass
is
wrong. Sometimes you need to be challenged. So you learned the lesson. But I'm not afraid of, you know, being proved wrong or something. That's one thing that women are afraid of, which is why women do not speak, which is a communication problem. Back to the main topic. a lot of women are not confident in their voice, so they won't speak. Sometimes I'm wrong. Sometimes I'm right. Mm-hmm. I don't give a damn. I'm going to tell y'all how I feel. We could talk about the shit after. We could talk about how stupid I was or, you know, how irrelevant or how, you know, whatever the opinion was. But the fact of the matter is I'm always going to have my opinion regardless. And we need more women to be confident in that because as women, we are the teachers. We create life. Our kids look to us first and foremost. So you mean to tell me we can have a baby and go through what we go through and in regards to the pain and be able to teach our kids how to grow up to be, you know, men and women in the world? But we can't talk to our own black men, our own peers, our own elders? You got to be kidding me. This is why I go
to I don't think it's that. I think you gotta know when. I mean, don't take it the wrong way. When to shut the fuck up and shit. And you know, I'm just saying that. And both of us do. Now, real shit. Like, sometimes you got to back down. Cause I seen it with my grandpa. He was married to my grandma 65 years. He'll put his foot down and shit sometimes. Sometimes she'll just shut the fuck up. But later on, she might get him. In other situations, he'll shut the fuck up. It's all about, you know, having the wisdom. Hope I didn't offend nobody when I said that. You know what I mean? I'm going to hear what the sisters got to say about that. You know what I mean?
What
if I'm on with that, I'm
sorry. I'm sorry. I was in the chat room. I'm sorry.
Diamond.
Hey.
Communication.
Yes. Yeah. Communication. Okay, well, we have someone who really, really wants to get in. Okay, I see you in the chat room, so let me bring him in before he curse me out. Oh, my goodness.
That's your own girl?
Who this?
No, it's not her. Private caller, I think this Big Day.
Yes.
Wait. Hold on, wait. Big Day is no play over here.
That's not nice.
Don't bring him on the line. So
that's
fuck
not
that
nice.
Man, real talk.
I did.
Huh? Nah.
That's not nice. Y'all need to tell me that shit off air. That's not nice to do on air.
Yeah, because he likes to pop a lot of shit on YouTube. Fuck that nigga.
He don't disrespect me, so that's on y'all. Let's go to the next one then.
Yeah, he can go
to
where I'm
love me, so.
Oh, wait,
it's a man
who is
thing.
That?
It's probably a man thing.
That's a guy from TRS.
What's his name? What's his name?
Big J.
Oh,
you
yeah,
hung up.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What did you say, Sola?
I was saying who that was.
He said, wow.
I was asking you who that was that you wanted me to, who was the 111 number?
That's who.
Big J.
Oh, Big J.
Okay, so we have another caller. Well, never mind. They hung up, so never mind. Wait. Just kidding. Blog Talk is tripping. Okay, area code 310 when it opens, because it's tripping right now. You can speak.
I don't remember which one of y'all was just like, you know, no offense, but y'all got to know when to shut the fuck up sometimes. Okay, like, that's not the best way to get what you want, you know. That approach doesn't very much work very well. I see where you're coming from, you know.
Right.
However, the ladies don't really take kindly to that. Here's the one thing about women that men have to understand, I think, because there's so many women that's not real women out here, and it's so many the main ones who are not real women are the main ones screaming from the middle world that they're real women. So I know that's why the women and everything is getting confused. You got people like Amber Rose trying to talk about feminism, okay? It's out of control. So if you're dating somebody like that, that's completely unreasonable and completely out of touch, you know, that's a whole other issue. But just to put you up on game, a real woman is not willing to compromise everything. That's called standards.
Right.
So there is going to come a certain time on certain things where, no, I'm not budging. I'm not going to be your side bitch. However, there doesn't need to even really be a discussion about that. She also has to know how to put her foot down. But what happens when men get agitated, get angry and start, you know, yelling and all that type of stuff, that is really feminine to us. And it really turns us off because this is something that we can very easily do with other women. This is something that now you're stepped into our lane. It's just like with children. If you're trying to gain control of a child, but you start acting like a child, then, you know, it just spirals out of control. What women like is for a man, regardless of what they trip, whatever the woman's trip is, we like for a man to remain control, to remain calm, to say whatever his piece is or take a, whatever his position is and to be firm on it. I feel this way for this reason. This mm-hmm. is what it is. And then that's it. Now, don't be dismissive and say, well, I'm done talking about it, because this is how you're going to get chased around the house and she's going to be all up in your face. It's not like
right.
that. But there's a way where you, the same way you would with a child. Not that women
mm-hmm.
are your children, but when you talk about, you know, in these other cultures, how they rule mm-hmm. over their women, well, those women are also very docile, and they don't have to work as hard as black women do, okay? But I see where you're going with that. But you really have to just, it's a presence. It's a presence, it's a level of masculinity and testosterone that women, every woman will yield to. And physically and chemically,
mm-hmm.
we are designed to yield to that. When you look at animals, I think, are a better example. You know, when you're looking at the lions and the tigers and you see that way that the female yields to the male, but you never see a male lion acting like a bitch. Only in human nature do you see men on some bitch shit. In nature, you don't see the male lion start acting like a female. So I think a lot of times...
So what,
because men,
what do you
get,
define acting like a bitch? What do you define
arguing.
Acting like a bitch?
Anytime a man loses control and he's, no, and I'm saying this, and you ain't going to be talking to me like that. And then when men try to express how I'm, you know, basically like I'm bigger and tougher than you, so you're going to bow down. Like, for example, what Cat Williams did with that little child. Where he basically
right.
antagonized Cam. You know, look, little boy, you better, you do a woman like that, she's going to push that button. She's going to test that line. Because ultimately, if you really do express and act on your dominance and your physical dominance, you still lose and you still going to jail. You cannot win that. So a man has to have more control over that. Now, if this woman is completely unreasonable and what y'all talking about is bullshit and she's trying to provoke you to fight, you don't need to be with her anyway.
Right. I agree. But one thing I will say is, though, you know, I agree. You know, generally, I definitely agree with you. But I've seen situations with brothers where, and not to say that it's, everybody communicates differently, and I'm not saying that they're screaming and yelling, but I've seen, like, I know a friend of mine who does that. He's very, you know, soft-spoken, you don't really yell, you don't really get out of character. And his wife cheated on him, you know what I mean? They had a baby girl, another guy, you know what I mean? So, and then another girl,
you know,
I'm not trying to discredit what you're saying, but, I mean, everybody got their way, you know, but, of communicating. But generally, I agree with you. Also, when I was saying, like, I'm not saying, like, rule over a woman, like, do the fuck I say. I wasn't saying it like that. I'm saying that we got to have wisdom enough to know, okay, you know, maybe this is irritating them, or maybe this is irritating her. Maybe I'm going to fall back, and we'll talk about it at a later time. You know
right.
what I'm saying? You know, yeah. That's what I'm saying, but go ahead, sis.
No, well, I mean, we're on the same page on that. And the other thing about women, too, is that for the most part, we think about things on so many different levels. We're multitaskers. We're multidimensional. We have strong intuition. We might be privy to information you guys don't have or haven't thought about yet. And so it's really frustrating to lead a man who don't want to take no direction. It's just like driving in a I know the way to go, but he don't want a map. He don't want me to tell him where to go. I'm supposed to just sit here and go the wrong damn way with him because I don't want to threaten his ego. That's where a lot of that comes in too. You know, that's why it's up to the man to pick the woman. You pick the woman that you trust and whose input that you value in the first place. Because then when she says, "Oh, honey, I've been there before. This is the way that we need to go," then just do that. Just let it be that.
Right.
I
can see
that.
That's real.
I think that I agree with what she was saying, but from what I've seen.
Is that the soft-spoken ones are the ones that be getting ran over all the time.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And
exactly.
Don't y'all go back to what I just said.
Hold on a second.
Somebody in my room,
They don't listen to me on the phone.
Everybody that knows me knows that I'm like laid back. You know, I'm. You know, I know from dealing.
Somebody has horrible feedback. We can't hear nothing because someone got like some wind in the background blowing, like you blowing trees.
You know, I thought you used the phone out. But yeah, I know from watching other men, and you know, the ones that's kind of soft spoken is the ones that get, you know, disrespect, especially out in public. Like, you know, and that's one of my pet peeves. Now, I'm on a note, like, I like strong women. That's kind of like my preference, like the quote unquote, like the ones that like to speak their mind. And I like women like that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's so strength. I like strong women. You know what I mean? My personal preference. But my pet peeve is that, like, if we outside, I don't want to hear no crazy shit like you, like, disrespecting me. Even if I'm wrong. And it, like you said, it may be like the ego.
Exactly.
And I'm not the type of dude that, like, if you know the directions to somewhere, then I'm going to try to find it anyway. I ain't that type of dude. You know what I'm saying? Because that's really goes to self-confidence. Like, yo, if you know the direction, tell me the damn direction. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, talking, y'all crazy, y'all, I don't do that type of stuff. So it's just like, you know, but I'm just saying, from what I've seen, like, you know, the ones that be trying to be calm, they be having to deal with this whole crazy. And then that makes them even go more crazier from what I see. That makes the girl be going even more because maybe she used to dealing with crazy ass niggas. And she,
and
a certain type of way to try to, it's almost as if she's trying to provoke her, something like that.
That's not
like, you know.
That I had this time. 300 and
hello.
Sorry, I had to meet her. I don't think she knew that she was on the air. Sorry, brother. Go ahead.
So that's it. You know, it's just like, you know, I heard what the sister said, and that would probably be a person, you know, that's kind of like, you know, soft spoken, trying to, you know, with the different personality or whatever, but they ran over. They getting ran over. Like, you know what I mean? And boy, from what I see.
Yeah, and I got, like I said, I had a buddy that's like that. And the women run over him, man. You know what I mean? Left and right. Cheat on him and all types of stuff.
I'm like,
yeah.
Like, yo, why do you do that? Like, why you talk to him? Like, he's like, he too nice. And I hear that. And then just one time that I heard that. I heard that a whole lot of times. Women saying that a dude is too nice. What the fuck does that mean?
So what that means is that your homeboy didn't pick some girl. He having wild, crazy, banshee sex, knowing damn well that girl is crazy, okay? And that's why he ain't got nothing to say no other damn time. You pick that crazy ass girl. You knew that damn girl was crazy. Everybody don't tell the whole story in their relationship. He will for something.
I'm out there, sister. We got a lot of crazy girls out there because I heard that not one time, not 10 times. I heard that damn near 50 times. Like, talking to different women, me and Buck, we did a whole documentary on black relationships. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
And it's like, it's too much. I don't know where the fuck that come from.
Right, but ultimately, it's up to the man to find the woman that is right for him. You know, so you have to know what you want, and there are some very clear signs. I mean, as much as men act like y'all don't know, and I guess y'all don't know women the way that a woman does, but I have very few female friends. These heifers are so damn hard-headed, you can't even meet up for brunch, okay? A lot of them are really clueless as hell, and they don't fucking listen, you know? So you really have to look at how she gets along with her other family members, how she gets along with her neighbors, how she gets along with people in her job. How does she handle situations, you know? And like I said before in the beginning, you know, really looking at character. Somebody, you look for a sweet girl. Now, a sweet girl, you know, can still be the meanest girl in the world if you make it that way. But for the most part, you know, look for the nice girls. I mean, I think men are attracted to these ratchets.
I think men are attracted to women that they think other men want, and not so much who is the one specifically for them. And the other thing that guys do who might seem to be innocent and all of that is a lot of these guys be bribing girls basically to be in relationships with them. The girls don't really want to be there. They're just there because it's convenient. And they be feeling claustrophobic.
Yeah.
So when they get a chance, they take it out on them.
That's real.
I know that. Me personally, I never, like, chose a girl because to make other guys jealous. I mean, I'm looking for what I want. But, like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
But, you know, I know, like, you know, all the other stuff that you said. Like, you know, I see, like, you know, when we find a girl that we actually like, we do kind of try to harness them and, like, try to own them and shit. And then it's like, you know, maybe that's the wrong route to go in certain cases. So it's just like, you know, definitely.
And all this can only come from, you know, experience, you know, in relationships. You gain a lot.
Right.
Doing different, you know what I mean? Definitely, definitely. So I appreciate your sister,
call.
Though. She's dropping some good points.
Right, hey, yeah. See, how old are you?
Hey,
like I shouldn't ask that.
Who, me?
Yeah, I was asking if you don't mind.
Right.
Yeah, I know that just came out. I mean, it came out. You know, I didn't even think on that. But
no,
yeah, what?
True.
She's at 31.
Yeah.
31. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what you're right. We're at the same age. I'm 30. Right. Okay.
My niggas is old. That's what I know. Shit. Okay. Old ass.
Yeah, we got.
Y'all see how we got these old ass motherfuckers on our phone tonight? I'm just kidding.
Oh, whatever.
But wait, Big K is so mad. Like, AG, I need you to go in the chat room. I need you
okay.
to go.
I mean, let him in. I mean, I'm saying, I mean, go ahead, let him in, but, you know.
No, because you guys already said you weren't, so just go ahead, leave him
okay,
where he
don't,
at.
You ain't got to bring it. Hey, go ahead, then. Yeah.
Go ahead, because I don't feel like having a shouting match between y'all two, okay?
He don't ever call no other time, so I was just, it was weird.
Because he didn't
he
know I
now.
Was on your show. He was calling for me. That's why I was like, damn, we can't let him call in. He's not calling for y'all. He was calling, you know, to direct a question towards me, but it's cool. Whatever. We got
so he goes
on
our YouTube page and leaves
lines.
Derogatory comments, so I don't want him on here.
Oh, look, he don't do that shit. He know better. He don't come over here with, you know, bad shit. No one disrespects Diamond's radio, that's for sure. So, just to let y'all know. No
okay.
one will ever come here. All right,
no problem. No problem.
Mm-hmm. I'm out here, okay? I got respect.
We got goons out here in these streets.
Okay, it's real. It's real out here on YouTube, okay? It's Block Talk.
It's real.
Shoot.
So,
we're
going
real.
To. Hold on a second. Y'all got to tone it down. We're bringing in another caller. Area code 215.
I ain't talking 30 minutes. Now I got to tone it down.
But then I said, y'all tone it down. I could stop the other calling.
Y'all know I'm naturally hype. Shit.
Well, you better take a chill pill.
Can't. Drinking.
215. You're on In the Black Radio. Call upon.
Hello?
Where you calling from?
Hey, it's Brother T calling from Philly. What's up, man?
What's up, man? What's going on?
What's going on, old guys? How y'all brothers doing? And sisters, how y'all doing?
Good, bro. Good.
All right.
Ooh. Yeah, well, you know, first of all, I want to say this. I want to say that black men don't know how to properly interpret black women. And that's why we get circles ran around us. I'm not speaking about me personally, but as a whole, black men get circles ran around them because they don't understand the true psychology of black women. You know what I'm saying? And there was a question presented, you know, right before I called in. I think it was Brother Ogot said that sisters, all he often hears sisters say that, oh, he was too nice, and that's why I did this, that, and the other. So, okay, so now I'm going to go back to my point, how we don't know how to properly interpret our women. If a female say that, that means that she used to being treated like shit. Okay? If she's saying a brother's too nice, she's used to being treated like shit. And guess what? in order to keep her, you have to treat her the way she's used to being treated. It's harsh. It's cold.
Teach, brother.
But guess
what?
It's the truth. Treat these bitches like the pieces of shit they are. Bottom line. Okay? And don't get me wrong. I respect the respectable black women, but there's a difference between bitches and whores and women. And I often refer to certain kind of females as bitches and whores because that's what the fuck they are. Bottom line.
That's right.
The women that's true women, that's respectable women, that's God-fearing women, that's family women, guess what? They deserve the utmost respect. But these bitches out here talking about niggas is too nice, treat them like the pieces of shit they are. They fucking savages. The bottom line. That's the bottom line, man. See, the black man needs to learn how, first of all, like I said, interpret his mates and pick the right mate. And we out here picking these fucking, we picking these sluts as fucking wives. Ruining the future generations because guess what? When you have children, and the women too picking these fucked up ass niggas. When we reproduce with these fucked up ass niggas, we produce fucked up ass children. You see what I'm saying? That's the bottom line. We got to learn how to properly pick our mates, man. That's the bottom line. I just think that you know. The black woman is in a barbaric state of mind. I listened to the sister that called a few minutes. I don't know if she's still on there or not. She talked about, you know, true women and the ones that claim to be true women and they not. I think that maybe she falls into that category herself of being a woman claiming to be a female claiming to be a true woman and that she's not. And I'm just listening to the things that she's saying and I'm like, you might be a fraud. And that's like one of the biggest.
Please give me an example before I read you up and down with your slaps.
Hold on.
Let me do it in English matter real quick. You have the floor.
Hold on. I didn't hear what you say. Now I hear so much in the
background. Go ahead and give me an example of what you're talking about so I can read you and your mama real quick. So go ahead.
See, you just gave it. I ain't got to say it. You just gave it yourself. Your savage, you just came to talk about my mom. You disrespected me.
I am talking about your mother.
I want you to tell me. And my mama, there it is. I don't have to say nothing else, but you just proved my point.
What was said
Look,
because you
just proved my
serious.
Point. I ain't even talking to you no more. Hold on, brother, because
I will mute you. So we need to have a standard here. One person talks and the other one talks. We can't overtalk each other. We can't hear what we're saying. But I will say this. In her defense, you said you feel as if she is something. You're judging her. So she judged your mom.
Excuse me. I'm not judging anybody. I have an opinion. I didn't disrespect her. I didn't disrespect that lady. I didn't call out her name. I didn't talk about nobody in her family. See, listen. See, you doing it too now. I didn't disrespect her in any way. I have an opinion. You didn't like it, tough. Who gives a fuck? All right, so she just proved my point. I ain't got to say nothing. In fact, I don't even want to talk to her no more.
Solar, and oh God, I don't want to be rude on y'all's show, but I had to mute him because I personally.
So this is what it is. All I asked him to do. Was now tell me specifically what it was that I said that gave you that impression. What it was is that you have a problem with women who can articulate themselves because I haven't said anything that has been on the level of niggas ain't shit. I have not said anything derogatory as far as men or really as women. I have made it a fucking point to be fair because I know that it's not all one way.
Let the brother respond. You know what I mean? Is she done?
Because I don't want to interrupt.
Brother.
Is she done? Good. Well,
Let me say this first. From what I heard, what she was saying, she didn't really say nothing like disrespectful. So I don't know. Like, what do you mean by what you were saying?
Yeah, I want to hear what
I said she disrespected me. She said she talked about my mama. Did you not say that? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, after you addressed me, coward. I never fucking addressed your bitch ass, and you still haven't answered specifically what I said, clown. So now I'm talking to you in a disrespectful way because you have been asked to. Hold on, y'all. Let me finish. Because, see, bitch, I have a doctorate, so I will very educatedly cuss your ass the fuck out. I can't even get it out. I don't fucking discuss it. I did not stop talking. Everybody, stop for real. For real. Let me talk. You care, bitch, because I'm helping to build your fucking community and raggedy niggas like you live in, and I'm helping to fucking raise queens out here.
Listen.
See?
Let me help your bitch ass out. You goddamn right. That's South Central coming out. So who can come out of South Central and get a motherfucking doctorate is the bitch who can check you and your mother. So let me learn you something.
See?
Because I never addressed your bitch ass. I never addressed
right.
your bitch ass.
Right,
do you understand
all right,
that?
All right, y'all. Come on. All right,
so
y'all,
now
all
you've
right,
been
y'all.
At. Hold on. Hold
right,
no, let me finish.
Y'all.
Let me finish.
There
because these
go.
Are. No, 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 no. Let me finish because.
See?
All
right,
this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do.
This the thing.
This is what we're going to
yeah.
do.
That's fucked up.
Gonna
y'all don't let him finish his fucking thought.
No, nah, no, he didn't.
He,
no, I muted him. I muted him. That's all I did.
And I muted her. So this is what we're going to do. For, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to tone it down, both of y'all. We're going to tone it down because I know that's your girl, Diamond, but that's my boy. That's my boy. So it's like, all right. What we're going to do is we're both going to tone it down. We're going to give both of y'all 2 minutes to state y'all's position. We don't want no more name calls. You know what I'm saying? We just want to keep on the topic, you know what I'm saying, as to what he was stating. You know what I'm saying? That he felt as though he was disagreeing with how you was presenting yourself. So we're going to let both of y'all back in. And we're going to give the lady the first 2 minutes, and then TJ, you're going to respond. All right, so that's the 310, right? What's her number? Diamond?
I'm sorry, brother. What? I'm sorry.
What's her number?
Oh, you're trying to open up AG? I'll do it. All right, there she goes for you.
I do not have no issue. This man got on the line and directly addressed me, saying that I was misrepresenting myself and that I'm probably one of these women out here claiming that they're real women when they're not. And I asked him based on what? I asked him that several times. He did not come up with an answer. Y'all asked him. Everybody answered. And then when I went in on his whole ass mama, this is why he got mad. Yes, I'm going in your mama and I'm being disrespectful because I'm showing you just like you can be disrespectful for no reason, I can be disrespectful to your clown ass. So now when you're talking about communication between men and women, don't feel like just because you're a man and your bitch ass has a deep voice that you can just say whatever you want to say and you won't get
See,
a response.
This is, wow.
Period.
Wow.
Ain't no lie.
So,
this is what it is.
Right,
I'm
not, so
but go ahead. Let him respond.
I'm done. I ain't got nothing else to say. Shit.
All right, go ahead, T.
Well, first of all, let me say this. I only debate with people that's on my level intellectually, so I'm not even going to respond to her. I'm just going to continue what I was saying. Okay?
No, you need no. As a man, you need to respond.
I already did. I said what I had to say. She proved my point. I don't have nothing else to say to her. She's a savage. She's not on my level. So it's no need for me to go back and forth with a fool. I'm only
okay,
I'm a fool if I
could
go back and forth.
You can't respond to me, damn.
Can I finish, please?
Yo, see this?
Can I finish?
Hey,
I'm not.
Her
not.
Her
I'm,
out
I'm not. Y'all would like to,
I would like to hear.
I'm not talking to her.
I would like to hear your argument on a woman because you being a man, you got to have more respect for yourself than to argue with a woman, especially over the phone. That
who
shows your character
to?
As a man.
Who am I speaking to?
You speaking with a man.
Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking
you
with
like
a man.
You sound like a mama's boy that didn't have a father. That's what you sound like. You ain't no damn
yeah,
man.
You
man.
Sound like one of these. You sound like one of these guys.
Man,
that's
you ain't no man, nigga.
Phone.
Nigga, you ain't no fucking man. You ain't no man. It's a problem.
Y'all,
now. The black
y'all,
man.
Come on,
see, the black
come on,
man. Let me say this, man. Let me say this. The black man is sitting arguing, bickering with each other all day. But when it comes time to put these bitches in their place, y'all turn into a bunch of fucking pussies. Why don't
Because
okay,
women
so
gotta be bitches when it comes
okay,
to you.
Listen,
man.
I'm gonna just tell y'all this.
Can I finish now? I get 2 minutes, right? Do I get 2 minutes?
So, Lamar, we can go back and forth. I'm gonna personally hang up if he keeps me respectful. That's just how it is.
I mean, but she was disrespectful to him.
I mean,
this man is continuously going off and referring to her as a bitch and continuously, he doesn't want to address it, but he wants to talk shit still. If we're not going to communicate and have a discussion, because you don't want to have the discussion, then let's move on. But he doesn't want to talk about it, but he still is trying to talk about it. Either we're going to have a conversation or we're going to ignore it. So what are we going to do? Let me know.
Let's move on. That's fine. Let's just move on.
Okay.
Move on.
Yeah,
because,
I mean, go ahead, Sola. You can't let her say pussy and a bitch ass and don't mute her out. And then when he call her a bitch,
You want to know why? You want to know why? Because she did not address this man. He came in and made a judgment and analogy about her. Yes, it was his opinion, but did he need to attack her personally? He could have said, I think some women
but he didn't,
who
he
have
didn't,
the
he didn't
opinion
disrespect
like
it
her.
He didn't disrespect
her. Can I finish what
he
I'm saying?
He didn't call out her name. All he did
yes,
was say
he
she could have been
okay,
applauded.
Well, brother,
think.
You need to go back and listen to the shit then.
What he came on and said, I remember what he said. What he came on and said was that he thinks that she is one of the women that she was making reference to, as though she's trying to present herself like she's one way.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, he didn't call out her name. That was what he was saying.
Yeah, he didn't call out her name. Yes.
That's not even what I'm talking about. I'm talking about from the initial. What happened after is because of what happened initially. I'm talking about what the fuck happened initially.
Initially,
man was in the wrong. So that's my opinion. We can move on.
After she called about his mom and shit.
Exactly, but I'm talking about initially. This is what I'm telling people. Take accountability for what you did. You set that conversation up. You don't know this woman and how she's going to respond to you by basically making an assumption that she's the type of woman that she's saying she's not. There's a way to go about
communicating.
But she
didn't have to respond.
And that's the purpose of this show. We have to know how to talk to each other. A lot of people have this. I couldn't even get my fucking point across. Like, I'm just going to fucking hang up.
This thing, nobody got a gun up to your head, sis.
Okay.
Real shit, you keep on saying that, like.
Yeah, and this is a prime example, like what I was saying at the beginning of the program. They don't know when to fall back. Like, now, she ain't have to come up here and attack this man's mom because he said that. Like, you got a doctor degree. Where the fuck is your control at and shit? You got to have control. Now, if she had a doctor's degree, she could have eloquently put him in his place without calling his mom a bitch and. He's a bitch-ass nigga. Come on, man.
I know, the thing was, right, look, I mean, the thing was that even I didn't really even have no problem about the way she responded, like, initially. But it's just because I can't tell a person how to respond to anything. But when you go when you open the box, expect for that other person to respond. I mean, it's like, you know. And that's the note that I was on. So I said, I muted both of the lines, and I said, well, we're going to come back on. We're not going to insult each other. And when we came back on, she still assaulted him. Insulted him. So it was like, all right, well, he got some to respond. Now, I let both of them, back on. You know what I'm saying? Because I think the situation also got...
I'm talking about from the initial. What happened after
it
is because of what happened initially. I'm talking about what the fuck happened initially.
Yeah, but you want me? Yeah, so it's like, she couldn't really handle his opinion.
Exactly.
Nope. Because it was like, he listened
you
to
bitch
you
ass
talk.
Nigga this and that. Right.
I actually disagree with TJ.
I did too. Me too.
So it was like,
right.
But it was like she handled the situation by calling him Molly's mom. You know what I mean? So she could have let the whole thing play out, and then everybody would have been like, yo, I disagree. I didn't see what, warrant that. So it was like he couldn't even really say it because he got into a personal shouting match. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's just like, hey, man, look, I mean, we supposed to be dealing with this whole thing. You know what I mean? I'm going to let you and T talk, you know what I'm saying, while I, handle some in-house shit real quick.
All right. I mean, this is what I was saying, and I'll let you go, T, on a minute. This is what I was saying earlier. Like, we can't even have conversations with each other and shit. You know what I mean? We talk about building a community, and we can't even talk to each other and shit. Like, see, if that would have been real life, that could have turned ugly and shit. She all up in your face, calling you a bitch-ass nigga, talking about your mom. You know what I mean? And this is what happened in the community, man, in the hood and shit all the time. And, brothers put their hand on women, and, women try to stab him. And my brother got killed over some shit like that, man. Fighting over some he say, she say shit, dude, stabbing me dead. So we can't even talk to each other, man. And, again, I disagree. I think she was dropping some good points. You know what I'm saying? But she couldn't all the doctorate degree and the South Central and all that. Like, she still couldn't handle, you know, the brother's opinion. You know, to me, that was childish. But go ahead, T, if you're there.
She drops a if she did drop some good points, man, she lost all credibility with the way she responded to me. She didn't sound educated to me. She sounded like a goddamn fool. That's what
but
she sounded like.
But,
D,
kind of, you was right, though. At the end of the day, that's the crazy. You was kind of right because she responded crazy and shit. And you said she was, like, faking. And she kind of just came
she
at you kind of crazy.
Yeah. She proved
right.
my point. At that point, I didn't have no more rap for her because she proved the point that I made. Black women are motherfucking savages, man. And she proved my point. I know, see, psychologically, I know how to make that shit come out of them. And I just did it. The best thing you do with a female to piss them off is tell them the truth. Any man want to know how to piss off a female, tell them the truth. What I said had to be factual because of the way she responded. She proved my point. She's a fraud. And guess what? There's brothers out here that's tired of these females and their hypocrisy. The black woman is a fraud. She's a hypocrite, especially so-called conscious females. They get on these radio shows. They write these books. They have these seminars. They talk all this shit. And behind closed doors, guess what? They high-fiving these fucking hoes and bitches out here. Because guess what? They agree with their mentality. They agree with the way they live. They agree with the things that they do. That's the bottom line.
Bye.
Well,
yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I'm still here. I mean, on that note, I'm just going to, you want to go ahead and close this out? Because, you know, it's been long enough. Brother T, I ain't on the switchboard to shut the program off. I'm, like, coming in the crib.
Okay.
I'm going to have to log in. If you want to, you know, say something real quick while I log in to end the program.
I'm good,
okay.
Brother. I said everything I needed to.
What? Who, somebody else saying something? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, family, I mean, you know, a classic example today, you know, what we need to work on, you know what I'm saying, is the communication. Something we have to, you know, learn how to speak to each other, talk to each other, and communicate. Make sure y'all go ahead and check our website out. It's www.intheblacknation.com. YouTube page is In the Black Media too. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all check us out. Show us love. Subscribe to the page. And, man, wow. I mean, see, I'm at a loss of words, man. Like, real talk. This shit is crazy. Because I didn't think that it would go that way. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we all got a lot of shit to work on and shit in the community, so. Ah, man. Let me go ahead and log in and end the show, man. But it was a learning experience, though. It was definitely a learning experience. You know what I'm saying? For the family, so. Ah, man. Let me see. Yeah, so make sure you go to the archives, blogtalkradio.com/intheblackradio. Check it out. Saturday night, we got Lex Vortex coming through. You know what I'm saying? To speak on evolution. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to continue doing it big for the family. Make sure y'all check that new website out. We got a lot of stories that we're putting up daily. You know what I'm saying? And that just is what it is, so. Let me get right here in the studio, fam. We're going to get out of here tonight because it's been a fiery, fiery night. So this is your brother, Oh God, In the Black Media, In the Black Radio, In the Black Nation. Peace.